I think it's the fact that whichever ones have stayed that are part of the big scares in the film, or there are some of the emotional beats in the movie, those that remain are there for a good reason.
Yeah.
But those that were rejected, I think, are the strongest gesture, because they knew what they wanted to do. They were not there to take dictation from anyone.
Yeah.
And I think, as a producer, you must value that instead of resenting it.
Yeah.
You know, what I have encountered in my life is I have been produced by both type of producers. I have been produced by producers that are complete assholes that essentially try to give you dictation and you have to tell them to fuck off. And I have worked with producers that have been incredibly benign and a real great force, you know, exemplified by the way Pedro Almodovar told me he wanted to produce Devil's Bag, when he said, I'm going to be the kind of producer I like, which is, if you need me, I'll be there. If you don't need me, you will never see me.
Yeah.
And he was good to his word. He was in the shoot only one day visiting, and the rest of the shoot he was not there.